the Inside Owosso.com Facebook channel or online at fbcowosso.org. First Baptist Church, they welcome you to worship this Sunday, and they're a proud supporter of the Owosso Rams.
Everybody, and welcome in to Owosso Stadium as it is the Week 10 regular season finale for the Owosso Rams tonight. I'm Grant Merrill along with Steve Mowry and Kelly Ward roaming the sideline tonight as we are just about ready to bring you this final regular season game before we head into the playoffs next week. Of course, your 9-0 Owosso Rams taking on the 4-4 Putnam City Pirates tonight. We'll go over both of those ball clubs here in just a few moments. But it is senior night. All of the seniors for all of the different fall sports activities being introduced as we speak. And we'll go over a few of those as we move through the course of the broadcast. We're glad you're with us here on 100.1 KYFM. Got a lot to do tonight as we continue to bring you up to date on all of these scores from across the state, because many of those will kind of have a bearing on what the postseason looks like heading into next week, and we'll be able to start to decipher what some of those brackets look like in 6A1 and beyond. As you heard Bill Blankenship say in his pregame interview, it does look like that the Owosso Rams will be getting up against Edmond Memorial next week. Of course, Edmond Memorial has not won a game to this point, and we're still kind of waiting to see how all of that shakes out. But again, we're glad you're with us here this evening. Let's go over some of those seniors that are, there's 28 of them, so I'll bring you up to date on who's walking the field right now and being recognized. Braxton Bickham, Gage Laney, Trey Goins, Brendan Dye, Ahmad Triplett, Seth Hammer, Chance Lucas, Seth Hendricks, Hagen Hood, let's see here, Landon Ingram, Elijah Velasquez, Christian Ray, Dylan Gilbert, Carter Davis, Nathan Dethridge, Chevy Gamrick, Seth Sherman, Anakin Sanchez, you heard Bill Blankenship talking about him earlier, Hudson Mosby, Logan Ledbetter, Grayson Isaac, Anthony Lawrence, Cody Oates, Jet Williams, Evan Atkinson, Dwaylen Reed, Josiah Stevens, Caleb Nealis, and Ontario Wilson. Those are all of your seniors for the Owosso Rams football team. And, of course, we appreciate our seniors on the broadcast crew who are making that their extracurricular activity this year. We'll recognize them at halftime, our Owosso Sports Network kids who work so hard each and every week. But we've got a lot to do as the Billy Sims Barbecue Tailgate Show continues. Steve Mowry will join us here momentarily, but we will tell you that Owosso is going to kick off tonight. They'll be kicking from right to north, or south to north, right to left on the radio dial. And Putnam City, of course, winning that opening coin toss and electing to receive early. So we'll definitely be watching for that here in just a few minutes. We will take a two-minute timeout. When we come back, we'll have starting lineups for both of these ball clubs. You're listening to Owosso Ram Football, presented by InsideOwosso.com on 100.1 KYFM.
Need a dentist? Look no further. Owosso's newest dental practice, Lexington Dental, formerly Dr. Argo's office, is accepting patients of all ages. From toddlers to retirement, we are here to help keep your smile healthy. Offering basic services to cosmetic services, Dr. Carey and his top-notch team are here to help achieve your smile goals. Offering sedation to help you relax during your visit and convenient appointment times. To learn more or schedule your appointment today, call 918-274-8500 or go to LexingtonDentalOfOwosso.com.
Seems like every game and app and service wants to charge you a fee. Monthly fee, usage fee, delivery fee. So how about a checking account that pays you, huh? Then remember this. You get paid on every Visa debit transaction with Pay Me Checking from Communication Federal Credit Union. Online, in apps, or in stores. Last year, our members earned over $240,000 in paybacks with Pay Me Checking. Get paid instead of paying. Communication Federal Credit Union. Some restrictions apply. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hi, I'm Robert Long with State Farm Insurance. We are about to celebrate our 37th year in Owosso. And all that time, we have been diehard supporters of the Owosso Rams. Just like they have a plan to win football games, State Farm has a plan to give your family the peace of mind that comes with having great insurance. Whether you're looking for home, auto, or life insurance, call me, Robert Long, at 918-272-7162. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
On game day, go for the win with Raising Cane's Chicken Fingers.
Going touchdown!
Stack your roster with delicious, hand-battered, cooked-to-order chicken fingers and cane sauce. Huddle up with crispy, crinkle-cut fries, coleslaw, and buttery Texas toast. And top it all off with freshly made tea and lemonade. Raising Cane's Chicken Fingers. One love.
Welcome back to Owosso Stadium. Grant Merrill, Steve Mowry, Kelly Ward along with you tonight as the Owosso Rams get set to take on the Putnam City Pirates tonight. Thank you for being with us here on 100.1 KYFM as we are just about set for football action tonight in this regular season finale. Steve Mowry, it's hard to believe that we've let all 10 weeks of this regular season go by. Also hard to believe we played all 10 weeks of this regular season.
Yeah, one of the few teams in Class 6A1 that have been able to finish all their ball games, and for the Owosso Rams continue their undefeated streak through this season. Right now sitting at 22, trying to make it 23 tonight, two back-to-back undefeated district championships that would look good in the trophy case.
Well, of course, Putnam City coming in, they've been in 6A2 the last couple of years. They returned to 6A1, switching places with Putnam City North and a couple of the other schools. And, you know, they're a team that's had their struggles this year, 4-4 on the season. But they're coming off of a pretty big momentum boost with a 47-44 shootout win last week over the Mustang Broncos.
Yeah, that's a big game for them. They had lost three in a row, Southmore, Norman North, and Moore. And as you mentioned, a shootout against the Broncos, started the season with a loss, but then won three in a row. So it's kind of been a Jekyll Hyde kind of season here for for Putnam City.
It is definitely, but you know, that's a team to watch for after such a big game. Hopefully they're not going to bring that type of momentum into Owosso tonight. On paper, Owosso should win this one pretty handily.
Well, you would think so. Of course, another week of distractions. The good news is the Rams not having to travel. They get a home game. Home crowd here tonight, a beautiful evening for football. But this team has done a good job of staying focused, and when it comes game time, focusing on what's down between the goal lines and taking care of business. You expect them to do nothing less than that tonight.
Well, we'll talk about our starting lineups for the evening. Quarterback Austin Havens will return to the field as he is, of course, a 6'3", 185-pound sophomore. Running back Derek Overstreet getting the starting nod tonight. Deshaun Kennard, Justice Thompson, and Emery Neely in the arsenal at running back as well. Dre Austin and Trey Goins, along with Keenan Carney, your starting wide receivers tonight. Let's see, Jackson Woods will start at tight end. Hudson Mosby at left tackle. Logan Ledbetter at left guard. Carter Davis at center tonight. Grayson Isaac at right guard. And Dylan Gilbert at right tackle. Dwaylen Reed is the defensive end tonight. On the other side of the football this evening, Kristen Ray joining him there. Michael Jamerson and Ontario Wilson, your DTs tonight. The inside linebackers, Brenda Dye and Ahmad Triplett. Jacob Clifton running in the Rams spot tonight. Gage Laney and Cody Chase, your two safeties. Braxton Bickham and Brandon Ramsey, your starting cornerbacks tonight. For the Putnam City North Pirates, they are led onto the field by quarterback Marcellius Hawkins. He is a junior quarterback. His running back is going to be Seth Wisby tonight. Wide receivers will include Jermaine Adams and, Adrian Scott. So that's kind of what your offense looks like. And we'll get you set up on more of the Putnam City starters as we move through the course of the broadcast. Our keys to victory brought to you by Owosso's First Baptist Church. Of course, Pastor Chris Wall, Pastor Chris Balthrop, they've got keys to victory for your life every Sunday morning, and they invite you to attend in person or online. And, of course, you can watch their services on the Inside Owosso Facebook page. Steve, we've heard Bill Blankenship's keys to victory. What are yours tonight?
Well, I think come out and stay focused here in the early going. Take care of business. Get a fast start. That's kind of been a theme that we've talked about. Had some games midseason that a little bit slow coming off the ball out of the huddle. and like to get some points on the board here early because you are facing a quality ball club. Secondly, as I felt all along, defense for Owosso tends to set the tone. The linebackers and then also Gage Laney, who had his 11th nation-leading interception last week. So Gage getting some national attention.
Look it up on Max Preps.
He's broken all records for Owosso in that category. And if you look back in history, Owosso's had some pretty good defensive backs. A couple made it to the pros. And anyway, defense set the tone. And I think Coach Blankenship would be one to say, enjoy the night. Grasp this, your senior night. Celebrate your seniors and send them out on a high note. Don't worry about the undefeated season and everything like that. Just come out and do what you do. Enjoy the game of football here tonight because this will be the last regular season game for many of these players. Now, we don't know who we're going to play next week. We'll probably get those results quicker than we'll know who our next president is.
Yep.
And so it'll be interesting to see who the Rams will host next week. But
we're playing Kanye West High School.
Right,
Kanye
probably.
West.
So we'll see here tonight. Just take care of business, and then, Coach B's one of those guys, and I am too. Can't control all that other stuff. Can't control decisions made, right or wrong or whatnot. All we can do is take care of ourselves right here on this football field here tonight.
Well, we do have a lot to do as the Billy Sims Barbecue Tailgate Show continues. We'll let you know that, of course, we have kickoff tonight, and it's senior night, so a few extra festivities as we continue to bring those to you here on 100.1 KYFM, and the Owosso Sports Network will be joining us for the video stream as well here in just a few minutes as they film the pregame show. By the way, congratulations to our Owosso Rams cross-country team. Coming up at halftime, Coach Blake Collins and Coach Kendall Standridge will be joining us as our halftime guests, and we'll talk to them about their big Class 6A meet win on Wednesday. Big deal, Steve, for these Lady Rams.
Absolutely. Just more gold for the trophy case. The job that they did was phenomenal. They defeated a favored Jinx Trojan team who did not run as well. But give it to these Lady Rams. They ran their best race of the season right when you want them to and come back with the gold. Just so exciting. The first girls cross-country state championship in Owosso history.
Absolutely, and of course, we'll talk more about that with the coaches that led them to that victory coming up at halftime, Blake Collins and Kendall Standridge. And Steve, a pretty good crowd on hand tonight. It's a COVID-limited crowd, of course, but we are looking forward to playing in front of our home fans once again.
Yeah, exciting to be here. A lot of parents here this evening celebrating. Saw a lot of photos being taken before the game, not only with football players, palm and cheer and the band. So just a great night to come out here and celebrate. And to be honest with you, Grant, I've been out here before whenever you've wanted to have your earmuffs and your stocking hat on. That's not the case here this evening. Just a beautiful evening for football.
We're going to take about a five-minute timeout. And when we come back after the national anthem, we will have opening kickoff between the Owosso Rams and the Putnam City Pirates. Stay with us. This is Ram Football on KYFM.
Taco Owosso, your choice for authentic Mexican food in Owosso. Taco Owosso is a proud supporter of Owosso Ram Athletics. Taco Owosso is home to the Taco Tray Party Tray. You've just got to try it. Check out the specials at tacoowosso.com. Taco Owosso, the big red food truck on 96th Street, just down from Lowe's at 96th and Garnett. Taco Owosso, where every day is Taco Tuesday. Great food daily at Taco Owosso.
Randy here with your local Wholesale Computer Supply. If your kids are virtual learning this year and you need affordable laptops and computers, we can help. And we have the easiest financing. Working from home and need a powerful computer? Wholesale Computer has that too. We also service and repair practically any brand and have Oklahoma's largest inventory of gaming computers, parts, and accessories. Support your community. Buy local. Come see us, 96th Street North in Garnett by CC's Pizza. Wholesale Computer Supply. We'll do all we can.
Owosso Coffee Company is your local stop for great coffee with nice people at Owosso. Owosso Coffee Company is a great place for that quick time out or even those longer conversations over a cup of coffee. Our drive-thru is open too. Owosso Coffee Company offering discounts on drinks both hot and cold to all area teachers, police, and Owosso City employees. Owosso Coffee Company, locally owned, and we love our community and our local schools. Stop in for coffee or one of the many other drinks and foods we serve daily at Owosso Coffee Company. Coffee Company.
This is Bruce McCarty, pastor of Owosso First Assembly, and I want to invite you to worship with us online this Sunday at 10:30. Whether you're taking extra precautions during this season or you just want to check out a church from the comfort of your home, we want to provide a place where you can worship, hear a powerful word from God, and experience His presence every Sunday. To worship with us online or to plan your visit in person, check out our website at owassofirst.com. And go Rams!
Have you been a victim of fraud? Did you or your bank catch it in time? Here's a story from an RCB Bank customer who experienced fraud firsthand.
I was out of town when I noticed two purchase text alerts. My wife had recently been to a craft fair. I assumed they were hers. Big mistake. RCB Bank called 2 hours later to inform us of fraudulent charges. Luckily, they caught it quickly before other fraud occurred.
Text banking allows you to monitor activity quickly and easily throughout the day. Detecting fraud early can help minimize loss. RCB Bank, that's my bank. Message, data rates, and fees may apply. Member FDIC.
Duralast Roofing is Owosso's roofing company. Here's satisfied customer Eric Poplin to tell you why.
I've been in Owosso my whole life. It means a lot to me when I get to deal with other longtime Owosso residents. Zach's worked on 3 different houses for me. Each project that he's done for me, whether it's large or small, he always delivers the same level of service, whether it's cleaning gutters or a complete re-roof. He always makes me feel like I'm his number one customer.
That's Duralast Roofing. Visit them online at DuralastRoofing.com.
2020 has been a year of uncertainty, but one thing that is for certain is that First Baptist Church is here for the people of Owosso. Pastor Chris Wall and his congregation know that in-person attendance hasn't been possible for many of you, so they welcome you to visit them online each Sunday. You can watch their services live on the InsideOwosso.com Facebook channel or online at FBCOwosso.org. First Baptist Church, they welcome you to worship this Sunday, and they're a proud supporter of the Owosso Rams.
Hey everybody, it's Ray Adcock with Christian Brothers Automotive in Owosso, and I just want to share a simple challenge with you today. And that challenge is just to smile. Sometimes we get so wrapped up in what we're doing and what we're thinking about, we don't remember to smile. I know that when I remember to smile at people, oftentimes they smile back. And that's because smiling has the power to improve somebody's mood in that moment. So I just want to remind you today, join with me, and let's remember to smile more.
We welcome you back to Owosso Stadium. Grant Merrill and Steve Mowry along with you in the booth. Kelly Ward roaming the sidelines tonight. Rob Williams crunching the numbers and keeping us up to date on our Matt Jay and Company CPA by the number stats update. Ethan Van Meter punching all the buttons on TV and making sure the video goes well. Brock Crawford helping out with that as well. And all of our great students of the Owosso Sports Network along with you too. And Steve, you know, we may be limited because of COVID. We may be having less people here than normal, but that does not mean that we don't have an electric atmosphere for week 10, electric atmosphere here for week 10 of the high school football season.
Well, I mean, it's a lot of fun, Grant, and it's a privilege to get to come out here and watch these young men perform at the high level they do. And the fans know that and appreciate that, and they bring a lot of their own electricity here to try to build the energy for this Owosso Ram football team.
Well, I know that, as of course, our pregame show continued, and it was just fun to watch all of the different theatrics that go into the pregame show. And that's one thing that Zach Duffield has been determined to do is make the best of this COVID situation and make sure that we still have everything that fans are accustomed to. Of course, our student section with pajama night and Christmas night. Olivia back here has her Slay Putnam City Santa shirt on, cool. A Santa Ram shirt. So, I mean, they're in the spirit
some,
as well. And
Rudolph jammies.
Rudolph jammies.
The red-nosed reindeer going on.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Michaela.
I didn't get the memo. Michaela didn't send me the memo, so I'm feeling a little left out.
Well, that's okay. You could have worn scrubs over here.
Well, I could have, but I have several. For some reason, I have several Grinch shirts to wear, so.
Well, hopefully.
Maybe there's a message there. I don't know.
You never know. It's a common thread among all these gifts you keep getting. But anyway. Well, as we mentioned, Owosso is going to kick from right to left on the radio dial. They are teeing the ball at the 40-yard line. Putnam City will be receiving and moving from left to right as 12 minutes is put on the clock. And we are ready to go here at Owosso Stadium with kickoff nigh. 7:30 kickoff tonight. Of course, Owosso follows everybody else each time the Rams are at home as they delay the kickoff back to 7:30. And so that's where we are right now, ready to go with Owosso Ram football. We welcome all of you watching on the Owosso Sports Network, powered by Hometown Insurance and Agent Keith, too. Be sure and call him today or visit him on the web at insurewithkeith.com. Back deep to receive. Here are the Putnam City Pirates. The kickoff back to about the 15-yard line. It's going to roll out of bounds at about the 6, flags flying as Putnam City will end up starting near the 30-yard line here. Well, Steve, as we get started, your thoughts moving into tonight. I know that, this isn't a game that the Rams could afford to look past.
Now, this is a talented ball club who is well coached. Carter Whitson is actually the head coach. His dad was Brent Whitson, the former head coach over at Broken Arrow, now in, I believe, South Grand Prairie. Carter Whitson, we played him back in 05.
Marcellius Hawkins is the quarterback. He hands off. First man through, gets up to the 40, up to the 42-yard line, taking a run around the left side. Greg Hayes, Jr., the ball carrier, as he'll get up to about the 42, and it will be second down with about 3 to go for the Putnam City Pirates.
Carter Whitson won a state championship with Shawnee before transferring with his dad to Broken Arrow.
I remember that. Hawkins lining up with a man on each side of him, dropping back, handing
half
it back off.
Pass.
Halfback pass coming as Greg Hayes, Jr. guns it up the right side of the field. Nobody there to get it. Greg Hayes, Jr., also the backup quarterback on the Putnam City Pirate depth chart tonight.
Well, he had Michael Jamerson in his hip pocket, and I can assure you he did not want to go down under that mountain of pain.
Flags flying very late here, so we'll
maybe
see.
Maybe intentional grounding. I'm not sure. I did not see a receiver in the area.
Yeah, there was nobody there to get it.
Yeah.
And that is the call, intentional grounding tonight. 11:23 left to go in the first quarter. No score here. Third down and 2. We'll see what that turns into for Putnam City. They'll be marching that one on back here. Left to play here. That is going to be a 5-yard penalty to bring up third down and 7 now for the Putnam City Pirates. You can hear Jared Gallagher in the background informing us it's third down. Make some noise. Twins out to each side. Hawkins, the quarterback, out of the shotgun. Takes the snap here. Drops back to throw. Immediate pressure on him as he guns it up the left side and tries to connect with the open Jamal Bullock. Bullock couldn't get anywhere near the pass, and that one falls incomplete to bring up 4th and 7.
Well, and there's that man we talk about, Ahmad Triplett, coming in right in the face of the quarterback, and he made sure he finished that play. Those don't show up in the stat book, but they sure show up in the mind of the quarterback when he's getting bumped around like that.
That'll bring up 4th down and 7. They'll punt it away here. Gage Laney setting up shop at the 25-yard line as the Owosso Rams get set to receive. They'll move right to left on
short.
The radio dial. Short wobbly kick is going to bounce back from the 40-yard line. Nice.
Gage did a backflip there, getting out of the way.
Yes.
So showing his talented athletic Dancing with the Stars ability.
Yes, and they'll line it up at the 22-yard line here. Great theatrics for
yes.
Mr. Laney tonight.
Honestly, I think for a moment he wanted to try to snag that on the bounce and just could not, no pun intended, gauge it properly. And fortunate just to get out of the way so the football does not touch him as a turnover.
Austin Havens will line his team up as they'll have it 1st and 10 from the 23-yard line. Shotgun formation, stacked receivers on the left. One man split to the right. Havens back to throw.
Got
finds
a play.
Ronnie Thomas left side. Thomas up to the 32-yard line. And he'll be close to a first down. That should be 2nd and about 2.
Sorry, Grant. Anytime I see these receivers break open like that, and I know it's a foot race, I always like our chances.
Derek Overstreet behind the quarterback. Havens, he'll take the handoff up that left side. He'll find an aisle and move down to the 36. And that's another Duralast Roofing Specialist first down.
Well, we talked about the history of Carter Whitson, the head football coach. I believe he came from Indiana and was on Kevin Jones's staff in Indiana. Kevin Wilson, the one-year head coach at Union, one and done. And Whitson, who played at OU, brought a familiar name with him in as defensive coordinator, Rufus Alexander.
Yep.
He did pretty well as a Sooner and then in the pros.
Offsides on Putnam City will bring up first and five now. As now Havens rolls back to the right, looking to evade a defender. He'll gun it up the middle of the field. It's almost picked off and almost caught, too. Trey Goins was right there at the 50-yard line, and so was a Pirate defender. That'll fall incomplete and bring up second down and five.
Yeah, Austin Havens threw that ball well under Trey Goins, and Rams had a play that time if he's able to deliver that. You want to see him get set. He had time to get set. Great block by his running back, Overstreet, in that right side to give him time.
Twins to the right. Havens back to throw, being rushed. He'll gun it up the left side to Keelan Carney. Carney out to the 48-yard line. That should be another Duralast terrific specialist first down.
Let's just get everybody involved here in the early going, looking for three different receivers here on this opening drive.
First and 10 from the 49, our 49, so a yard shy of midfield here.
See Jackson Woods check back in for the Rams as Carney will come out for a breather.
Two men to the right. Cole Adams split to the left of the line for Owosso. Havens taking the snap. Handoff. Overstreet up the middle. He'll find the 45, getting down to the 42-yard line. That's where he's tripped up, and that'll bring up second down and two.
Nice job by this big offensive line up front. Two running plays so far in both times. Plenty of room for Overstreet to gash this defense.
Second and two, twins to the right, same formation with Cole Adams split to the left, and Austin Havens taking the snap out of the shotgun.
Nope, that one didn't work so well.
Overstreet runs into a wall of defenders right there shy of the original line of scrimmage and is brought down for 2 yard loss.
Well, and again, your quarterback's got to read that because there are two white jerseys right in front of you and you still hand the ball off, and on an RPO, he's got to pull that ball out and float out to the right and look for someone downfield.
Everybody close on third down and four from the 45-yard line. Havens ready to take the snap. Looks to the sideline for a second set of instructions from Bill Blankenship and company. He'll switch places with Overstreet, and now we're ready to go. Overstreet in motion to the right as Havens takes the snap. He'll drop back to throw, gunning it up the flat, trying to get to Ronnie Thomas. That one's batted down by a Putnam City Pirate, and on the breakup there, Caden Davis.
Austin Havens just isn't quite on the mark here in the early going. That was a rocket about 8 yards away at the knees, and you got to give your receiver a chance. That is not a hard throw and one that he has made all season.
For the first time tonight, the Owosso Rams ready to punt it away, and doing the honors will be Jake Adams. His kick, wobbly in nature. That's going to bounce back from the 15-yard line. Mark it off at about the 14, and that's where Putnam City will have it first and 10. This is Putnam City original tonight. Of course, we've played north, we've played west. But
first meeting between these two ball clubs.
Yeah, it is. They're the OG, as they would say.
Yeah, that's exactly right, yeah.
8:44 left to play here. Putnam City taking some time as they huddle up to determine their strategy here. No score if you're just joining us. Putnam City coming back out onto the field here, led by their quarterback Marcellius Hawkins, the junior. He'll line up with a man behind him, a man to his left. That guy's in motion to the right. Quick toss into the hands of an open receiver there. Up to the 25-yard line goes Seth Wisby. And he'll be close to a Putnam City first down.
Yeah, just a missed tackle on the outside there by Gage Laney, something you don't see from the senior very often. And right now, Grant, I mean, the Rams, you feel like are in control, but just not making the necessary plays. I mean, that should have been a gain of about two and ends up being nine.
That'll bring up second down and one. Man in motion to the right. Here's the snap. quarterback keeper. He'll roll out to the left. Hawkins to the 30. He'll get to the 33-yard line. That's a first down for Putnam City, and they will move up those chains after about a 9-yard gain.
Well, another missed tackle there as Christian Ray was right in front of the quarterback and looked like he had him wrapped up for a moment, and the quarterback able to elude and get out on the edge. So Rams going to have to focus here and start wrapping up, making plays.
8 minutes even left on the clock here. First and 10, Putnam City Pirates as they're looking longingly at the sideline, trying to get a play from their head coach. Man in motion to the right now as Hawkins takes the snap, hands off, first man through to the 35-yard line. On the run there, it will be Dontrell Harrison for Putnam City's Pirates.
There's Christian Ray in on a tackle that time. Rams are getting good penetration up front. They've just got to finish the defensive play when they meet the ball carrier.
7:12 left to go here. Clock rolling. Second down and 7 now for the Pirates. Trips to the right this time. Out of the shotgun, Hawkins. Off the left hash mark, he'll signal the man in motion to the left. Handoff, second man through. He finds no room to run and a wall of defenders ahead of him. Owosso puts the hammer down right there, and that's a loss. 6:45 and the clock rolling here. That'll bring up third down and about 10 after a loss of 3 yards on the play, Steve.
And that's exactly what we're talking about is the Rams are getting penetration into the backfield. They just weren't able to finish the play, and as we saw that time, that sets up a third and long. If you're able to make that tackle, then you set your defense up for an opportunity to get off the field.
Hawkins rolling to the right, hands off. Up the left side
good
goes
defense.
Wisby. He'll get up to the 38-yard line, and that's where he's stopped his stuff. That'll bring up fourth down and about 6 now for Putnam City. Seth Wisby, the ball carrier.
Brody Doris and Ontario Wilson on that left side. All the motion was coming to the right, but they did their job, stayed home, or it's going to be a big run for Putnam City. As it is, they will send in their punt team.
Gage Laney back to receive. He'll set up at about the 35-yard line. Punt coming. The kick, end over end. It is going to bounce at about the 45-yard line.
Oh, Gage thought about it again. It's a good thing Putnam City got over because there were no defenders on this side, and I was thinking what he was thinking.
It'll roll back to the 38-yard line here, and that is where the Rams will have it first and 10.
Punting into this wind, it's rather brisk. Gage may want to move up 10 yards because both of those punts have gotten caught up in the wind, and if he's able to catch one, he might really be able to give the Rams an advantage in field position.
It is a windy night, but you couldn't ask for better football
weather.
Oh, it's
gorgeous.
Oh, my goodness. Twins out to each side of the line here. Austin Havens off the left hash mark, ready to take the snap here. He'll do so. Handoff. First man through. Up the middle goes Derek Overstreet. He'll get to the 42-yard line. Not any further. Well, maybe a little further. Actually, Deshaun Kennard on the run there.
Yeah, and you got to watch this, Grant. They called him down, but I believe he was on top of a defender, and I think it was an anticipation whistle that time, just thinking he would go down to the ground. So the referee's got to be aware of this and know that when he sticks that hand down, he's not on the ground yet.
Kennard stays in at running back, and Austin Havens gets ready to take the snap. On second down and 6, handoff again. Kennard up the middle. He'll get to the 50.
Like
up
that.
Up to the 45, 40. Breaking free to the 35. Still going at the 30. Brought down at the 27-yard line. That is another big Duralast Roofing Specialist first down.
Good blocking up front to get the initial opening for Kennard, and then downfield, Keelan Carney threw an excellent block over on the right side to spring him even further.
4:43 left to play first quarter. No score. Owosso knocking on the door. First and 10 from the 27-yard line. Havens looking at the sideline once again, making sure he is on the same page with his offensive coordinator. He'll switch places with Deshaun Kennard off that right hash mark with trips to the left. Havens ready to take it here. He does so. Handoff. Kennard nowhere
that,
to run.
That play was blown up from the beginning, but we do have a flag on the play.
Yeah, yellow laundry flying early in that play.
May have been an early start by the defensive line. Looked like the left defensive end or tackle may have jumped off. Let's see if he was drawn off or. Well, they're looking over. It's going to be either a hold or a block in the back by Owosso.
Wow.
Interesting on a play of that nature.
So they'll move the Rams on back. Line them up at about the 33-yard line, 34-yard line, or 37-yard line, or maybe the 38.
I mean, that's an ugly play. If you're holding, you wouldn't want to see that many people coming through at one time.
First and about 18 now for the Owosso Rams. Everybody close in this time as Austin Havens gets ready to take it off the right hash mark. He does so, dropping back to throw, keeps it instead in trouble. Now he'll throw it, slinging it up the field, aiming for Jare Austin, and it falls incomplete in the end zone.
Well, I'm not sure if Jare Austin hurt himself on the run because he was not even turned around, Grant, and a great job by Austin Havens to pick him out. I think Austin's is just mad at himself. He just wasn't looking for the football. And if he is, that's a Ram touchdown.
Second down and about 21 now for the Owosso Rams. Twins out to the left, one man to the right. Austin Havens off that right hash mark. He'll take the snap here, handing it off. First man through, gets up to about the 38 or 33-yard line. Deshaun Kennard, the ball carrier for the Rams, and he'll make up a little bit of that ground that was lost on the penalty. That'll bring up third down and 16 now for Owosso.
I'm guessing we may be in four down territory here, so this may not be a play to try to gather all the yardage up back, but at least break it in half.
Twins to each side, Kennard to the left of Austin Havens in the shotgun. Havens drops back to throw, looking. He'll scramble right, running instead, and now he'll get to the 30-yard line. A gain of three on the play, not what they drew up here.
No, brought his eyes down a little bit quick, and honestly, Putnam City's getting good pressure on the edge, and Havens is seeing that and pulling the ball down, and if he can just keep his eyes up a second longer looking downfield, we've got receivers in areas that can make plays.
That'll bring up fourth down and 13 now for the Owosso Rams. 3 minutes left to go here in the clock rolling. Twins to the left, twins to the right as well. Havens ready to take the snap off the right hash mark. He'll do so, dropping back to throw, looking. Now he'll fling it up the field, aiming. Is it caught? No. It's off the fingertips of Trey Goins, who ran full speed.
I think that was Adams.
Or Cole Adams, who ran full speed into the wellness center.
Yeah, led him too far. And even if Cole Adams makes that reception, the ball's out of the end zone. So, again, just a lot of little mistakes, Grant, here in this early going. You want to see the Rams get this out of their system where they can start fast and establish drives in the first quarter.
First and 10, Putnam City, as they'll move from left to right here. Marcellus Hawkins is the quarterback. Twins to each side, man of motion to the right now.
Gage Laney might set them up here.
Hawkins throwing right this time, connecting with an open man at the 35 up to the 40. You get to the 44-yard line. On that run there is Dominic Brewster for the Putnam City Pirates. They'll get another first down. 2:33 left to go. First quarter action. No score here if you're just joining us. One man split to the right. Everybody else close in for Putnam City. And Owosso jumps offside.
I'm telling you, Grant, that's a half dozen mental errors here in this first quarter. And those are going to be the things that drive a head coach crazy.
Oh, I was about to say Bill Blankenship.
Yes.
Fit to be tied right now.
Yes.
On the penalty, that'll bring up first down and 5 now after the offsides call. 5-yard penalty on Owosso. Trips to the left, one man to the right. Wisby, the running back, dropping back to throw is Hawkins. He'll aim for Adrian Scott out to the right side. Scott catches it at the 48-yard line.
I think that's enough for a first down.
Should be. It may be a yard shy if it's not, but he's awfully close. Yep, it is good enough for a first down. First and 10 now from the 47-yard line for Putnam City. 2 minutes to go in the first quarter, no score. Trips to the left, one man split to the right. Hawkins, the quarterback, takes it off the right hash mark, rolling left this time, evading one defender. He's still on his feet, gets down to the 45, brought down at the 44-yard line. That'll be a total gain of 3 yards on the run.
And Mod Triplett just burst through the line, but again, that first initial stop, unable to make the play. And Grant, you've heard us talk about it. The more you let a team like this stay in a game, the more confident they get.
Twins to each side, second down and 7 now for the Putnam City Pirates. Marcellius Hawkins looking to his sideline. Coach Whitson and his crew there to see what the call is. Hawkins takes the snap here, drops back, throws left this time. It's off the fingertips of an intended receiver there. He was aiming for Dante Henderson, the wide receiver. That'll bring up 3rd down and 8 on the dropped pass.
Yeah, offensive line just all fell on their bellies at the snap, and I think that's trying to cause some confusion up front. I was always taught if they did that, you just run across their back till you get to the quarterback, but I don't know if that's proper anymore.
Twins to the right. Man in motion to the right now. Hawkins back to throw. Throws left this time. Connects with Henderson again. He'll
good
get down
play
to the 42-yard line. He's stopped dead in his tracks. A gain of 2 on the play. Will bring up 4th down and about 6.
Getting way out there. Michael Jamerson, he's so quick from his defensive tackle position to cover ground to the sideline. That is not a guy I want running at me.
Going for it on 4th and 5 is Putnam City.
Got to watch the snap.
Hawkins with trips to the right this time. One man split to the left.
They may just try to run the freeze play where they try to get the Rams to jump offside.
Here we go. Hawkins taking that snap, dropping back to throw. Being rushed, tries to evade defenders.
Yeah.
Sacked in the backfield, back near the 49-yard line.
Yeah, Ahmad Triplett and a host of Rams. Ahmad doing some talking in there, trying to get his team fired up. Doris is in there with him as well, along with Josiah Stevens.
And that means with 14 seconds left to go in the first quarter, the Rams will have it 1st and 10 at the 50-yard line.
Nice job by Antonio Graham, defensive coordinator, to just send everybody. A very effective defensive call. He's been outstanding this season.
Trips to the left, Cole Adams split to the right. Out of the shotgun is Austin Havens. Off the right hash mark, dropping back to throw. He'll connect with Overstreet at the 50. Overstreet at the 45. Tripped up at the 40-yard line. Awfully close to a Duralast terrific specialist first down. That'll bring up 2nd down here. And
the end of the first quarter.
About 3 yards, but not before we have put one in the books here at Owosso Stadium. No score as of yet. We will take a 1-minute timeout and an Owosso Coffee Company timeout. And when we come back, the second quarter of action. You're listening to Owosso Ram Football presented by InsideOwosso.com on 100.1 KYFM.
Need a dentist? Look no further. Owosso's newest dental practice, Lexington Dental, formerly Dr. Argo's office, is accepting patients of all ages. From toddlers to retirement, we are here to help keep your smile healthy. Offering basic services to cosmetic services, Dr. Carey and his top-notch team are here to help achieve your smile goals. Offering sedation to help you relax during your visit and convenient appointment times. To learn more or schedule your appointment today, call 918-274-8500 or go to LexingtonDentalOfOwosso.com.
Hi, I'm Robert Long with State Farm Insurance. We are about to celebrate our 37th year in Owosso. And all that time, we have been diehard supporters of the Owosso Rams. Just like they have a plan to win football games, State Farm has a plan to give your family the peace of mind that comes with having great insurance. Whether you're looking for home, auto, or life insurance, call me, Robert Long, at 918-272-7162. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Big congratulations going to Kennedy Rain, Kate Stockson, Andy Humes, Brooklyn Garofola, Libby Booth, Alexa Earnhardt, Olivia Graham, Sam Phelps, head coach Blake Collins, coaches Kendall Standards and Steve Parker. That is your Owosso Lady Rams cross country team being honored on the field between quarters here at Owosso Stadium, where we are scoreless. Owosso and Putnam City tonight. Grant Merrill, Steve Mowry along with Rams moving the other way as Austin Havens will take it on first down. One handoff, first man through, gets that first down. That's Derek Overstreet. He'll be brought down at the 37-yard line for the Owosso Rams.
Got a key block up front by Logan Ledbetter that freed him to the outside. Fantastic job. Rams really, after that fourth down stop, got a score on this drive.
Another Duralast Roofing Specialist first down. Trips to the left, one man to the right. Handoff, first man through again is Overstreet. He'll get down to about the 23-yard line. Derek Overstreet responsible for another Duralast Roofing Specialist first down.
Really running with urgency that time, and he's a hard one to bring down. Like it when he gets into the secondary.
Zach Harbaugh, if you're watching, you're getting your money's worth tonight. Lots of first downs for these Owosso Rams. Man in motion to the right now for the Owosso Rams. Havens taking it out of the shotgun, handing it off. Overstreet bulldozing his way up the middle to the 19-yard line. That's where he's stopped, and that will bring up about a 4-yard gain. With Jay and Company by the number stats update, what's that first quarter look like, Steve?
Well, the Rams carried 8 times for 53 yards, Putnam City 8 for 19 yards. Austin Havens, 3 of 7 for 26 yards, and then 3 of 6 on the other side for 21 yards. 79 total yards for the Rams in the first quarter.
Havens throws right, Overstreet, down to the 15, brought down to the 11-yard line.
He really made something out of not very much to work with there. Again, these Rams offensive linemen, they're getting their block up front, breaking off, and then getting downfield as... it looks like we have an injured pirate on the field.
That'll move up the chains, and Derek Overstreet with even more admiration tonight from the Ram faithful. 10:42 left to go in this first half, and we're going to check on this injured Putnam City Pirate. So while we do that, we'll take a 30-second timeout. Be right back. You're listening to Owosso Ram Football on 100.1 KYFM.
Taco Owosso, your choice for authentic Mexican food in Owosso. Taco Owosso is a proud supporter of Owosso Ram Athletics. Taco Owosso is home to the Taco Tray Party Tray. You've just got to try it. Check out the specials at tacoowosso.com. Taco Owosso, the big red food truck on 96th Street, just down from Lowe's at 96th and Garnett. Taco Owosso, where every day is Taco Tuesday. Great food daily at Taco Owosso.
Welcome you back. 10:39 left to go in the first half. Trey Goins in at quarterback on the right hash mark. He'll take the snap on the Wild Ram. Moving forward, he gets to the 10-yard line. Still feet brought down at the 8, Steve.
Big and strong. Not a lot there, and was able to get to the outside. What blockers he had on that side, he was letting them work and able to get a gain again. Putnam City's really bringing some odd blitzes and things. They're really confusing the Rams somewhat up front.
That'll bring up second down and 7 now. Goins back in at quarterback again. Man in motion to the left now is Ronnie Thomas. Flags flying. .958 left to go. See what happens here.
Well, they moved the ball back against Owosso. A procedure call against the Rams, so that'll back them up 5 yards.
Austin Havens with twins to the left.
Nobody over the middle on this defense.
And now dropping back to throw, Havens slings it to the right to Overstreet. Caught! Oh, my! Touchdown to Owosso. 9:45. Derek Overstreet taking it to the promised land at the Owosso Rams. Strike first tonight against the Putnam City Pirates.
Made that look easy.
We'll see what they do for the extra point attempt right here. Gage Laney will be the holder, and Jake Adams will take care of the duties tonight. Here we go. The snap coming. The hold, the kick, it is up through those uprights and good. 7-0 our score. 9:45 left to go in this first half. This touchdown and extra point brought to you by Owosso First Assembly of God, Pastor Bruce McCarty, inviting you and your family to worship in person or online at owossofirst.com this Sunday at 10:30 a.m. That's Owosso First Assembly of God. We'll take a 30-second Owosso Coffee Company timeout. I'll be back right after this. You've got the Rams on KYFM.
Randy here with your local Wholesale Computer Supply. If your kids are virtual learning this year and you need affordable laptops and computers, we can help. And we have the easiest financing. Working from home and need a powerful computer? Wholesale Computer has that too. We also service and repair practically any brand and have Oklahoma's largest inventory of gaming computers, parts, and accessories. Support your community. Buy local. Come see us, 96th Street North in Garnett by CC's Pizza. Wholesale Computer Supply. We'll do all we can.
We welcome you back. Top of the hour here on KYFM Bartlesville, KYFM HD1 Bartlesville, your home for the Owosso Rams as the Rams get set to tee it up and kick it off from the 40-yard line. Grant Merrill, Steve Mowry along with you. I want to say hello to all of our friends at Presence Church, the Presence Church of Owosso, and Pastor Alvin Fruze, who's listening in the radio audience tonight. Good to have them tuned in.
Oh, good kick. Hit him in the face mask.
The kickoff is going to hit the man in the face mask. He bobbles it, takes off with it, though. Oh, goodness. He'll get to the 30, to the 35-yard line. Brought down finally near the 43. And on the run there is Adrian Scott for the Putnam City Pirates. That's how I guess you make lemonade out of lemons right there, Steve.
Well, that's about as ugly on both sides as you can make it, because the ball actually hit him in the face mask and he couldn't find the football. When he picked it up, all the Rams were down in coverage and he was able to break that initial wall, and there was a lot of room before he was caught from behind. Putnam City starting at their own 45-yard line on this drive.
First and 10, Pirates moving from right to left on the radio dial. Twins to the right, one man split to the left. That's going to be Jermaine Adams. Ready to take that snap here is Hawkins. He will fake a handoff, rolling to the right. He'll gun it up that short right side. That would fall short as he was aiming for Dominic Brewster.
Gage Laney coming up in coverage, trying to get number 12 in the books.
Second and 10 now for these Putnam City Pirates.
Well, the Rams did a good job of stopping Putnam City on fourth down on the previous drive, but really we need a big defensive play.
Man in motion to the right. On the keeper, Hawkins running left. He'll get up to the 50-yard line, brought down by a host of Owosso defenders.
Yeah, and he took about four really good shots from this Ram defense. Doris, Triplett,
Gage
Tyron
Smith.
Collins in there.
Yeah, bunch of them. And that'll bring up third down and four now. Here come the Pirates. We'll see what they can do here. Hawkins looking again at the sideline, getting a signal from his coaching staff. And ready to take that snap. He'll look again, trying to get that clarification on what he's supposed to do here. Now Hawkins throws left.
Oh.
He'll connect at the 41-yard line with Jermaine Adams, and that's another Putnam City first down. They're getting a bunch of them,
yeah,
not to their credit.
They've scouted the Rams. For whatever reason, we still like to play soft on these edges instead of press coverage, and you got help over the top.
First and 10 now from the 41-yard line. Trips to the right, one man to the left. Out of the gun there is Hawkins rolling right. He'll get to the 37-yard line before he's brought down. And that'll be a 3-yard gain here. 8:11 left to play in the first half. 7-0, Owosso leading it over Putnam City if you're just joining us. A quick toss from Hawkins into the hands of the open Seth Wisby. Wisby finds a host of Owosso defenders right there near that line of scrimmage. He might have got a yard's gain there, if that. And that'll bring up third down. 7:48 left to play here. Clock rolling in this first half. Another third down conversion.
Got to get a stop here
for Putnam City. They'll look again at the sideline.
Rams jump offside again. Grant, we talked about this in our pregame. Got to stay focused. I mean, they're making mistakes that are just killing themselves. So now, instead of a third and about six or seven, you're looking at third and a long one, a real difference for this Ram defense.
See what they can do with it here. Whistles blowing again.
Time and now we've got a
timeout taken by Bill Blankenship and the Owosso Rams. And understandably, they would like to talk things over. 7:30 left to go in the first half. Take another Owosso Coffee Company timeout and be back in 1 minute. You're listening to Owosso Rams Football presented by InsideOwosso.com on 100.1 KYFM.
Wings to Go in Owosso can be described as simply great wings. Wings to Go in Owosso is located on 129th, just up from Home Depot. Wings to Go is a proud supporter of the Owosso Rams and all of the Owosso community. Our Friday special, chicken tenders, and they are delicious. Wednesday is boneless special all day. You can check out our menu on wingstogo.com. Stop in before the game and grab Wings to Go or bring the family and enjoy simply great wings with us. Wings to Go, Owosso.
Whether you're buying or selling a home, don't trust your real estate needs to just any mom and pop company. At the Hopper Group, you get local market expertise with the backing of a worldwide network. Enjoy REMAX results with the Hopper Group, a proud supporter of Owosso Ram Football.
Down and one for Putnam City. Here at Owosso Stadium, Grant Merrill, Steve Mowry along with you tonight on 100.1 KYFM. We're doing some last minute changing here. Hawkins, the quarterback for Putnam City, on the keeper, runs up the right. Flags fly everywhere,
this
almost from the word go.
Yeah, this may be an illegal shift against Putnam City. They thought they were going to surprise us and try to do the rinky-dink. That's going to back them back up 5 yards.
So third down and one turns into third down and six now, or fourth down.
Well, I was a little bit fearful this is what might happen to the Rams this week, Grant, after the passing of the real James Bond, Sean Connery. I know that's been tough for everybody to overcome. So Eddie Van Halen 1 week, Sean Connery, I mean, that's not just stuff you can put out of your mind.
I always thought you were the real James Bond.
Oh, no.
Okay.
No.
I'm just making sure. Rumor had it, you know.
There's a lot of those going around.
Third down and six now for the Putnam City Pirates from the 37-yard line.
I'm not as good as some of those people that voted who died 3, 4, and 5 years ago, though.
Well,
I don't know that I have that ability.
Here we go. Handoff, first man.
There it is.
Through is going to be stopped and stuffed. Seth Wisby near that line of scrimmage gets down to the 39-yard line.
Christian Ray with great leverage on that left side and able to hold his defender with the right arm and then make the tackle. That's the big defensive play we're looking for. Four down territory for the Pirates.
One man split to the left, one man split to the right. Hawkins, the quarterback, looking back at the sideline once again, still indecisive on what they're going to run here. Clock still rolling. Play clock with 6 seconds left. Hawkins ready to take the snap. We got to do it here. Dropping back to throw. He'll look. In trouble. They sack him back at the 43-yard line. Oh, my.
And Mod Triplett in once again. He is wreaking havoc in the middle of this Ram defense for Owosso tonight.
Four down territory gone awry.
That's your senior leadership from the commit to the Army.
First and 10 now, Owosso at the 43-yard line. 7 yards shy of midfield right here. 6:38, clock stops. 7-0 if you're just joining us. Owosso leading it, stacked receivers to the right now. Back to throw is Havens. He'll connect with Keelan Carney. Carney at the 45, spins past the man at the 48-yard line, gets his first down at the 47, and is finally brought down at the 45. That is another Duralast Roofing Specialist first down.
Yeah, got to start moving the ball back and forth, side to side, so that this defense can't get settled in. Hasn't been a lot of a lot of room up the middle tonight, and the Rams been more successful on the outside.
Trips to the left, Jare Austin split to the right. Handoff, a quick reverse into the hands of Ronnie Thomas. He'll roll right to the 35, still on his feet at the 20, down to the 15, ran out of bounds near the 12-yard line. Ronnie Thomas, ladies and gentlemen, with a big Duralast Roofing Specialist first down. Move up those chains.
That's just a great example of the over-aggressiveness of a defense and taking advantage of that. There were no white jerseys here on the near side. Thomas had a lot of room as this Putnam City defense had all faded and followed that first handoff. Great play call that time for the Rams.
Havens with Emory Neely in at running back next to him. Handoff, Neely up the middle, stops short.
Gets a couple.
He'll get to the 7-yard line. I see that down marker being moved by the only man in Oklahoma who in January will have two children in the state senate. Here is a quick handoff. Neely up the middle, down to the goal line. Did he get in? No.
No signal yet. He's going to be just shy.
.526 left to play here. That'll be third down. Third down in inches.
They have an official's timeout here, Grant.
Well, we'll see what they confer and talk about over here.
Oh, we've got an injured player in the end zone.
We do. Okay, so we'll tend to him. It's a Putnam City player. He's kind of grasping at his knee here. And while they do that, we'll take a – well, we'll keep it right here. He's getting up and being attended to by one of his coaches here.
He's able to walk off under his own power, so that's a good sign.
Don't forget, coming up next week, playoff football. Likely to see Edmund Memorial at our place, according to all of the prognostications.
I'm thinking ESPN may want to call Owosso, because I don't know that anybody wanted to see a 70-21 football game down at Bixby, outside of Bixby.
Yeah. That happened last night.
Yeah. I want to come pick a town on the north side.
Wonder if ESPNU had to pay that $500 streaming fee down at Bixby. I don't know.
Interesting.
Here we go. The Owosso Rams lined up here. Austin Havens with Emory Neely behind him this time. And now Austin Havens.
We got movement.
Diving forward, but we've got a flag on the play. And it's going to be a penalty here on the Putnam City Pirates. .521 left to go here. Same formation, Neely behind the quarterback, Havens. Havens is going to dive forward, touchdown to Owosso. Should have one here.
Another flag on the play?
Another flag on the play. Is that what we're hearing here? Goodness. We just can't get anything going tonight on this 1-yard line. .519 left to go in this first half of play.
Well, I'm not sure of the call, but it went against Putnam City for about 4 inches, so now we're at the 4-inch line.
And Austin Havens diving again, touchdown Owosso.
Yeah.
The hands in the air by the referee, and we have a 13-0 ball game. Finally, by the grace of the good Lord himself.
Yeah.
And with that, we will see what the Owosso Rams decide to do with their extra point attempt here. Jake Adams will line up here. Gage Laney will do the holding, and we'll see if we can make it a 14-0 ball game. Here comes the snap, the hold, the kick. It is up through the uprights and good. 14-0 our score. This touchdown, an extra point brought to you by Owosso First Assembly of God. Pastor Bruce McCarty and his congregation inviting you to come see them this Sunday at 10:30 at their campus here at Owosso. Or if you're not comfortable going in person, you can go online and watch online at owossofirst.com. Owasso.com or watch on their Facebook or social media channels. 5:11 left to go. It's Owasso 14, Putnam City nothing. Back in 30 seconds after this Owasso Coffee Company timeout, this is Ram Football on KYFM.
You built your landscape business through hard work, one lawn at a time, and you need equipment that cements your reputation for dependability and quality. That's why Toro makes a range of commercial-grade zero-turn mowers built tough enough to help you handle job after job, day after day, from start to finish. Toro, count on it. Visit your local Toro retailer for top-quality Toro equipment today.
Standard Supply Lawn and Garden, 6602 North Owasso Expressway in Owasso. Visit us at standardlawnandgarden.com and like us on Facebook.
Eleven left to go in this first half. Owasso leading it 14-0 here at Owasso High School Stadium. Grant Merrill, Steve Mowry along with you. Rob Williams crunching the numbers tonight. Ethan Van Meter is punching all the buttons and making our video stream look good. Michaela Washington handling all the graphics tonight. And Olivia is doing what Olivia does in this booth. She is just sitting here and making us all look good. So here is the kickoff, teeing it up at the 40-yard line. Jake Adams with an end-over-end kick that is going to be kicked near the 27-yard line. Flags flying as that one rolls out of bounds.
Yeah, we've got to straighten that up. I mean, I know with the loss of Hagan Hood, we've got a lot of things to do. But those, again, are the type of mistakes that will put you in a bad situation, especially in a close ball game, just giving up way too much yardage. If you're going to do that, I'd just soon see you kick it down the middle straight and take a chance on your kickoff coverage team.
First and 10, Putnam City. Marcellius Hawkins, the quarterback, ready to do business here. Coming up in just a moment, we'll get a Jay and Company CPA scoring drive update on that last one. Hawkins with the handoff, second man through, gets up to the 35, no further. Good defense played by the Owasso Rams. What do those numbers look like, Steve?
That was a five-play drive that covered 52 yards over 1 minute and 27 seconds. And Austin Havens on the one-yard quarterback sneak for the score as the Rams extend their lead 14-0 here in the second quarter of senior night.
Here we go. Twins to the left, one man to the right. Hawkins ready to take the snap here. Dropping back to throw. He'll swing it to the right, and it's caught down near the 47-yard line.
I said, oh, because that had pick six written all over it.
Yeah, it did.
Braxton Bickham just unable to get there in time, and helping him out was Cody Chase. They both, I'm sure their eyes got wide open on that long throw.
Third down and four now for Putnam City. Trips to the left, one man to the right. Hawkins taking it off the right hash mark here, but not so fast. He's going to look back.
Yeah, they're trying to get the Rams to jump offside again. They didn't do it. Got to hold your water here.
He's going to look back at the sideline here. Now he'll take the snap. Hawkins back to throw, gunning it left side this time, finding his open man at the 38-yard line.
Yeah,
that open man's
running back,
running the other direction.
Didn't work all the way around. Bickham comes in and just chops the man down.
Dominic Brewster getting his feet knocked out from under him at the 36-yard line, and that is a loss of about 4 yards. That'll bring up fourth down and nine.
I don't know if they've seen this Ram defense much, but you typically don't want to get in a sideline-to-sideline foot race. Surely they're not going for it here.
Trips to the left, one man to the right.
Will they quick kick? I mean, this is fourth and nine.
Yeah. Well, we'll see. Here we go. Man in motion to the right.
Yeah.
And now they're going to look to the sideline again with 4 seconds.
Yeah, I don't see
they got to call a timeout.
I was going to say, even a dumb guy in the radio booth, I can see that, so.
So here we go, 2:54 left to play here, another Owasso Coffee Company timeout. We'll be back after this one-minute break. You're listening to Ram Football on 100.1 KYFM.
Seems like every game and app and service wants to charge you a fee. Monthly fee, usage fee, delivery fee. So how about a checking account that pays you, huh? Then remember this. You get paid on every Visa debit transaction with Pay Me Checking from Communication Federal Credit Union. Online, in apps, or in stores. Last year, our members earned over $240,000 in paybacks with Pay Me Checking.
get paid instead of paying.
Communication Federal Credit Union. Some restrictions apply. Federally insured by NCUA.
On game day, go for the win with Raising Cane's Chicken Fingers.
Going, touchdown!
Stack your roster with delicious, hand-battered, cooked-to-order chicken fingers and cane sauce. Huddle up with crispy crinkle-cut fries, coleslaw, and buttery Texas toast. And top it all off with freshly made tea and lemonade. Raising Cane's Chicken Fingers. One love.
Back here in the Wausau, 2:54 left to play here. The Putnam City Pirates lining up to punt it now on fourth down and 9. Brent Merrill, Steve Mowry along with you. A wobbly kick. It's going to bounce back at the 39-yard line, back to the 36. And that is where Putnam City will have it first and 10. Or Wausau will have it first and 10, I'm sorry, as Putnam City punts it away. Coming up at halftime, don't forget, the coaches of our Wausau Lady Rams state champion cross-country team, Blake Collins and Kendall Standridge, are going to be joining us.
And we had, what, three Region 7 coaches of the year?
We've got the husband of one of them right here in our booth, Leslie Van Meter's
husband. We better recognize her then, don't you think?
Yeah, I think we should.
Might put us on black screen or something before.
He might. I don't know.
Yeah.
Dropping back to throw. Haven slings it toward Trey Goins. Trey Goins can't keep up with the football there, and that'll bring up second down and 10.
Really wasn't out of his break yet, and Haven's had to release the ball early. The play calling has been good. The execution has been limited because the Rams have had two or three more opportunities to get big plays and possible scores.
Trips to the left. Taking that snap is going to be Havens. He'll sling it right to Overstreet. Overstreet up to the 37. That'll be a gain of 1 on the play. So, yeah, we had Leslie Van Meter as the cheer coach of the year. We had Shane Eicher as the softball coach of the year. Blake Collins as the cross-country coach of the year. But none more important in this booth than Leslie Van Meter, to at least the guy on our right.
He knows he married outside his kick coverage,
right?
I mean,
yeah, he's aware.
Yeah. We'll remind him throughout the broadcast. Just
that's okay. I think we all did. I ran into yours this morning.
Yeah,
she's still smarter
than
you.
Smart.
Back to throw is going to be Havens. He'll sling it over
there
to the right side, connecting with Cole Adams. Adams ran out of bounds at the 46, and that's a big Duralast Roofing Specialist first down with 1:46 left to go.
And that's really a big play because that gets Cole Adams involved back in the passing game. And it was a good soft rollout to the right by Austin Havens and a nice easy throw. But that time he threw it right at the receiver's hands. Good play.
First and 10, Rams. Back to throw is Havens. Looking. He'll scramble to the right, evading one defender. Now he'll gun it to nobody. I hope they don't get him and make a call here.
Well, we had a receiver in the area. That was Ronnie Thomas.
Yes, we did.
Oh, my goodness. They did throw the flag.
That's what I was afraid of. They'll move these Rams on back after.
These guys are wearing me out.
Well, that'll bring up a second down and about 15 here. Minute 30 left to go.
Middle of the field's been pretty soft on this defense, so let's see if we don't try to do something long, even with two safeties deep.
Back to throw. Havens slinging it to the right.
That was a terrible throw.
Nobody there to get it.
Threw it behind Thomas at his feet, and he's got plenty of time. I know Coach Blankenship is just losing his mind over this because all you got to do, set your feet, throw the football. Now, the thing about Havens is I've gotten onto him like that before, and then he's really shown me what he can do. So I'm hoping he does it again.
Maybe he'll throw a touchdown here. Trips to the left. Havens handing it off. Overstreet up the middle. He'll get down to the 45. Inside the original line of scrimmage, and that'll bring up fourth down and about 9.
Timeout, Putnam City.
We'll take it with him. Another Owosso Coffee Company timeout with 1:16 left to go in the first half. 14-0 Owosso. This is Ram Football on KYFM.
Have you been a victim of fraud? Did you or your bank catch it in time? Here's a story from an RCB Bank customer who experienced fraud firsthand.
I was out of town when I noticed two purchase text alerts. My wife had recently been to a craft fair. I assumed they were hers. Big mistake. RCB Bank called 2 hours later to inform us of fraudulent charges. Luckily, they caught it quickly before other fraud occurred.
Text banking allows you to monitor activity quickly and easily throughout the day. Detecting fraud early can help minimize loss. RCB Bank, that's my bank. Message, data rates, and fees may apply. Member FDIC.
We welcome you back. 1:16 left to go in this first half. Putnam City taking an Owosso Coffee Company timeout as the Rams lead it 14-0. Grant Merrill, Steve Mallory along with you. We thank you for being with us here on 100.1 KYFM and on the old TV screen via the Owosso Sports Network.
Because we're at home and we can do that.
Right. We live in the land.
We make the rules here.
The land of the free and the land of the free streaming.
That's right.
Taking that snap is Austin Havens. He'll drop back to throw, looking. He'll sling it up toward Cole Adams at the 10, at the 5, promised land. Touchdown Owosso into the end zone. He marches, and it is 20-0. Oh, baby. Owosso will punch it in one more time with 1:09 left to go in this half.
Well, just talked about getting Cole Adams involved back in the offense and how Austin Havens likes to prove me wrong when I get onto him. That was a beautifully thrown ball downfield into the wind to let his receiver run under and make a catch. That's a big play. Putnam City probably regretting taking that timeout now.
Jake Adams will line up to try to kick the extra point here. Here's the snap, the hold, the kick. It is through the uprights and good. 21-0 our score, 1:09 left to play in this first half. This touchdown, an extra point, brought to you by Owosso First Assembly of God, Pastor Bruce McCarty and company. Inviting you to attend church either in person or online this Sunday morning at 10:30. If you choose to go online, you could do so by logging on to owossofirst.com. We're back in 30 seconds. This is Ram Football on KYFM.
On today's edition of Owosso Rams Trivia, the category is food. Now, for our first question, what are the four food groups?
Milk, meat, fruit, and bread.
That's correct.
Wait, everyone in Owosso knows that Charlie's Chicken Chunks are so good. They might as well be their own food group.
Judges, are the chicken chunks at Charlie's that good? That settles it. Go see for yourself at Charlie's Chicken on 76th Street, just east of Highway 169.
Back here at Owosso, 1:09 left to go in this first half. Our score, 21-0 in favor of these Owosso Rams. Putnam City, our guests tonight. The Rams teeing it up at the 40-yard line, kicking from north to south here, or left to right on the radio dial. Jake Adams doing the honors, and his end-over-end kick will bounce back to the 16. That's where it is picked up and taken out to the 29-yard line. Bryce Smith is the kickoff returner for Putnam City and the Pirates. And with a J and Company CPA by the number scoring drive, what'd that last one look like, Steve?
Well, covered 64 yards. Only took 7 plays and 1:15 off the clock. And it was an Austin Havens 45-yard touchdown pass to Cole Adams as the Rams now lead 21-0 with 1:05 to go here before halftime.
Putnam City's Pirates, 1st and 10 from the 29-yard line. Twins to the right, one man split to the left. Back to throw is Hawkins. He'll sling it up the left side to Jermaine Adams. Adams catches it at the 35. And that'll bring up 2nd down and 4. Michaela was telling me earlier that Putnam City's favorite letter of the alphabet is R. They're the Pirates.
Oh, wow. Wow, a dad joke already.
I know it.
Got an open guy over here.
Back to pass is Hawkins, and he'll catch it. His receiver will catch it.
Yeah.
Dominic Brewster wide open at the 37-yard line. And that will be a big first down for Putnam City.
definite breakdown that time here in the secondary. Fortunately, Gage Laney, our last line of defense, able to get over and knock the receiver out of bounds. Clock's running.
Trips to the right. One man to the left. Back to throw. Hawkins looking. He'll scramble left. They'll sling him down to the ground in the backfield at the 48-yard line. And that'll be a big loss for the Pirates.
Yeah, we got Dwaylen Reed in on the play. Also, Christian Ray.
I feel duty bound to admit that Michaela could not have made up a joke that horrendous. So.
Restored my faith.
14 seconds left to go in this first half. 21-0 our score here, and we've got a timeout on the field. An Owosso Coffee Company timeout that we'll take with them and be back in 30 seconds. This is Ram Football on KYFM.
Hey, all you Ram fans, this is Cresta Bowman, and I've got some fantastic news. My husband Tim and I recently had to replace our roof. Zach Harbaugh and Duralast Roofing made it a great experience. Zach and his crews go above and beyond what's expected. They don't just replace or repair your roof, they improve it. When you need a new roof, Zach Harbaugh and Duralast Roofing are your best choice.
That's Duralast Roofing. Visit them online at DuralastRoofing.com.
Seconds left to go in the first half. 21-0 our score. Grant Merrill, Steve Mowry along with you. I don't know how, but our scoreboard indicates that Putnam City has been assessed 1 point at some time in this ball game. But
interesting.
I don't think is the case. Anyway, we will see what they do on second down and 21 here.
Yeah, you just kind of keep everybody back and make sure they don't hit you with some type of Hail Mary pass. Carter Whitson is a very accomplished offensive mind. As we mentioned, played at Shawnee, won a state championship, moved with his dad, who was the head coach at Shawnee, and then took over at Broken Arrow.
I remember that.
He's in tune to what's going on.
20 seconds has been put on the clock here. One man to the left, twins to the right. Ready to take the snap is Marcellius Hawkins. He'll do so off the left hash mark. Faking a handoff, he rolls to the right, evades one defender, guns it up the middle of the field, and connects at the 35-yard line with Dominic Brewster. Hurry up, no huddle
and
offense.
They get the Rams to jump offside. Let's see. Or did we have a timeout?
Well, we've got 1 second on the clock here. They're going to let him have one more play. And I don't know why our scoreboard just gave Putnam City another point, but it is not 21-2. They're going to kick a field goal right here, at least try to.
It's that wrestling riding time that you get. You're going to have a pretty long field goal here, Grant.
Trying this
53 yards?
53-yarder is Joseph Cervantes. And now we've got a timeout on the field called by Owosso. Another Owosso Coffee Company timeout. Take a 30-second break and be back right after this. This is Ram Football on KYFM.
Taco Owosso, your choice for authentic Mexican food in Owosso. Taco Owosso is a proud supporter of Owosso Ram Athletics. Taco Owosso is home to the Taco Tray Party Tray. You've just got to try it. Check out the specials at TacoWasso.com. Taco Owosso, the big red food truck on 96th Street, just down from Lowe's at 96th and Garnett. Taco Owosso, where every day is Taco Tuesday. Great food daily at Taco Owosso.
Welcome back. Third down and about 10 to go from the 36-yard line for these Owosso, or for these Putnam City Pirates. Grant Merrill, Steve Mowry along with you. 1 second left on the clock, and they're going to try to kick a field goal here, a 53-yarder.
Now pay attention, Grant, because I know this is a play you're familiar with. Gage Laney is back to receive the kick if it's short.
Here's the kick, and it is short. But
into the end zone.
Gage Laney was nowhere near to get it. And, yes, I am familiar with that.
Somebody got hurt on the play. I wasn't watching to see if that was the kicker or the holder, but We have a Putnam City Pirate down on the ground at the point of the kick.
So we have put two quarters in the books here in Owosso. The Rams leading it 21-0. Putnam City missing a field goal here. And an injured player, they're going to tend to him before they get things rolling here. But we'll tell you that coming up here in just a moment, we will have Zach Duffield in with us for our weekly chat with the athletic director. Also, some special guests. Of course, we will have the illustrious Blake Collins, head coach of the Owosso Lady Rams cross country team, and also Kendall Standridge, his worthy assistant here in the booth with us here in just a moment. Your overall thoughts on the first half, Steve?
Well, I think there's just too much sloppiness for the Rams on both sides of the ball. Did not tackle well, particularly in that first quarter. No score in that first quarter for either ball club. And then offensively, just took a while to get the wheels rolling. And that's something that the Rams are going to have to get figured out, because we got some teams coming up in the playoffs. You're not going to be able to make these kind of mistakes and overcome them as easily as you are here tonight.
Kelly Ward's on the sideline with Coach B.
Coach, we're here tonight in Owosso, 21-0 over Putnam City. It's obvious Putnam City has come to play ball tonight.
Well, and it's the opposite of us of last week. We've had a little slow start. I think we played pretty good in the second quarter. Just trying to get our feet wet. Sometimes the emotions of senior night get to us, and hopefully we'll get our act together and come on out and play well.
Absolutely. Thank you, Coach. Again, 21-0 over Putnam City at half. Grant, Steve, back to you.
All right, Kelly Ward with another Maori Funeral Service sideline update. That is halftime. We will take a quick break, and when we come back, Zach Duffield joins us for our Trails End Barbecue chat with the athletic director. Owosso 21, Putnam City nothing. We welcome you to the Tulsa Bone and Joint Halftime Show on 100.1 KYFM.
Randy here with your local Wholesale Computer Supply. If your kids are virtual learning this year and you need affordable laptops and computers, we can help. And we have the easiest financing. Working from home and need a powerful